In the last few centuries of human time, God became unappreciated. He was even declared dead. And the love of God, the belief in God, the faith in all that God signifies of goodness, purity, light, love, joy, generosity of spirit, all of that died along with the death of belief. God was unaffected, but once humanism replaced the love of God, the human minus God became inhuman. And we are now suffering the effects of the human's inhumanity to each other, to itself. And that species is in the process of self-destruction, self-extinction, because the death of God is the death of the human. And yet that death is a blessing, because it is now the death of the inhuman, the demonic. And the return of God. Now you see, the species human, or as it used to be called before all of the gender antagonisms, man, which was not to be understood in a gendered way, didn't refer to the male, but referred to the meaning of that word, which was a direct translation from the Sanskrit of manas, meaning mind. So the function in the ecology of creation is for the human to be the emissary of the mind of God in the world, and thus to be the stewards of creation. But instead, in the inhuman period, they have become the destroyers, the ravishers, the ravagers of nature, of the world, and of one another. And we have seen a process. If we analyze history of serial genocides, and there is hardly a nation that isn't built upon the murder of a previous culture. So there is no one who is innocent and able to cast the first stone at the current genocides. But what we have committed is far worse, which is a deicide. We have destroyed the God within us. We have alienated ourselves from our own source of not just goodness, but even the capacity for reason. The famous logos, signified by Christ consciousness, the capacity to manage the world in a coherent fashion so that all could flourish and life could thrive. Even the ability to manage one's individual life in a well-regulated way has been lost. And so with the loss of intelligence, the loss of love, the loss of faith, the loss of our reality, we have fallen into ever darker fictions. Until we have completely lost touch with truth and even doubt that there is such a thing. And it's this extreme nihilism that is bringing us to the darkest hour of the nightmare that history has become. But if we understand this from a higher perspective of non-duality, then it becomes clear that for God, the God Self, to know itself, it had to become the opposite of itself. God had to leave God consciousness and fall. The death of God is, in a sense, true, that God had to die into the inhuman in order to recognize and appreciate the need for God. Our absolute incapacity to function if we are not in union with God. And it is that total lack of ability to exist, to survive, to function, to sustain a loving relationship, to live a life of dignity. All of that has been lost, along with our creativity and the complete exhaustion and degradation of culture. So that we have created a world that has been poisoned and is no longer worth living in and no longer a blessing to bring children into, but a curse. But it is this situation in which the God Self now must awaken from its sleep, its trance of exploration of human experience as a part of itself rather than the whole. And that part is simply the fictional narratives that support the ego's demonic false identity. That because of its total lack of essence, must struggle for power, domination, destruction of the other before one suffers one's own destruction through the realization that the ego never had a real existence at all. And the denial of that has been the framework of the social order, existentialism. But existence without essence is not even existence any longer. It cannot sustain itself. And as we have fallen further and further into incoherence, we have reached a point where there is no choice. If we want to be free of the hell realm of the mind in the way that it has fallen into its own distorted and degraded and misshapen identity, no choice but to take refuge again with God. No choice but to realize again humbly that God is all that is real, and God is not other and not somewhere up in some heaven or beyond, having absconded from this ruin of creation, but abides within and is always emanating grace, always emanating love. And at some moment, The ego, in its desperation, will suspend its rejection of grace. This is what brings self-forgiveness. And when one opens to receive that grace, one's heart will be fulfilled. And one's mind will again become ordered by the vibrational frequency of the presence of the God Self, so that you shall be able to think clearly and to realize that you are in fact a manifestation of that infinite luminous intelligence of the One Self who animates all of creation. And you are the whole, not merely a part, and have never been anything but that. And this entire play can end only with the self-awakening of God and the return to that eternal essence that is beyond the illusory dream field we call the universe.